What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm joined once again with Alpha Warriors joining me. Been a little bit, Alpha. Welcome to the show, man. It's been a while.
It's good to be back, bro. It has been a while. There's so much stuff going on, man. So much stuff that we're trying to cover, and all of us are trying to be everywhere. But we're here, man. It's Nino's Corner, baby. Come on.
I gotta tell you, we're in it now, and it's getting crazy. I don't know. I'm not even sleepy at night. I'm waking up two, three times a night just buzzing, like full of energy, like, oh man, what if this happens, that happens? I've been hearing so much chatter. I'm sure you are too. Behind the scenes, I'm hearing so much chatter. I'm talking to Juan, I'm talking to a bunch of other people, Ghost, John Carmen. I mean, all this intel coming to me, just I'm trying to make sense of it. And then today I saw Sheila, another one, Sheila Holmes, sent me some stuff that Dan Scavino put out there, 10 days. Darken Trump, this and that. And I was looking at the pictures. And before I get into this, folks, this is interesting because I really do feel we are in that time right now, that small window that's just getting smaller and smaller, that it's go time. And I'm going to show you pictures of one of the biggest comms I think I've seen from Trump to the American people, and mainly to the other side. And I showed you this before we started recording. First though, folks, I gotta do it. Have you heard? Hey everyone, have you heard about this exciting new trend taking wellness world by storm? It's the flavored air category. See, I like this kind of stuff, and it's quickly becoming a leading alternative for those looking to embrace better habits like me. That's right, it's led by today's sponsor, Fume. It's called Fume, folks. Now, you've seen me vaping before. This isn't vaping, this is something a little different. An award-winning flavored air device that's all about bringing flavor without the fuss. Picture this: you're out with friends and everyone's reaching for their usual habits. But what if you could join in without any of that? That's Fume. You get the fun without the bad habits. Flavored alternative that's designed to fill the void. It's not a vape, and there's no vapor to worry about, just pure non-toxic flavors like crisp mint and orange vanilla. And they're sending me this. I'm going to be trying this stuff on the show. And the best part is no batteries, no charging, and you can use it anywhere. Plus, Fume is made to fidget with, featuring a satisfying airflow dial that calms, sorry, for those obnoxious moments or those anxious moments. So if you're curious about this flavorful revolution, join over 300,000 satisfied customers. For a limited time, use my code DAVIDNINO to snag your free Fume topper. It's a perfect accessory to make your experience even better. Head to tryfume.com/DavidNino or scan the QR code on the screen for your free Fume topper when you order your journey pack today. Reminder, folks, this stuff is like taking off. I've seen a couple of people using it over here on the Cincinnati street. I saw them using it. I was like, what is that? Real nice minty flavor. It's, if you don't want the bad habit, you don't want to vape anymore, you don't want to smoke cigarettes, but you still have that anxious habit of trying to, you want to hit the vape or the cigarette, whatever. This takes its place, and it's great, flavorful. Maybe you know somebody you're trying to kick a habit. This is a step in the right direction. So I'll have the link down there below. Give it a shot. It's worth it. You never know. Like, look, folks, this is what I do. Okay, you want to hear my little trick? You want to hear my little hack, Alpha? This is my
Send it,
hack.
baby. Send it.
I wear the nicotine patch. Okay. And then I do, and then I, pop, 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 I'm gonna start hitting the fume. So that's gonna be my hack. Wear the nicotine patch with because you know what I had Dr. Artis on. We know what we talked about with the nicotine patch. I don't want to get into that on FluffTube, but have the nicotine patch and then hit the fume. And it's like I get the feeling with the vape, baby. All right, just saying. All right, so I gotta get creative with my ways.
You know where they're gonna really make people happy too? Is because you said it has a fidget knob, right? Man, so you can't always see our hands because they're lower, but bro, I always have this pin
Yes.
and I
Oh,
got
you're
to
doing
remember
this
not to.
too? I do this all the time, man.
Yes,
I'm down here
all
always doing this.
and I try to remind
That's
myself,
why I
don't
lift
do
my computer up.
it. So I remind myself, like, don't do the damn clicking because the microphone will pick it up
I don't
sometimes.
want people to see
So
what Sancho's doing under the desk.
hey, just be happy. Hey, listen, you just better hope Alpha's wearing drawers. That's what y'all better hope. You better hope there's not an earthquake and I get up and run. You guys will see.
Oh man. All right, let's look at this. All right, first off, I want to show a speech from Trump. I think this was right after his Joe Rogan. Wait a second, that's not it. It was right after his Joe Rogan. Is right after his Joe. Oh, let me end this here. It was right after his Joe Rogan podcast, right? And he said that's the longest podcast I've ever done, and this and that.
Almost 3 hours, bro.
Was it 3 hours?
Almost. I think he came short like 3 minutes. It was like 2 hours and 57 or 58 minutes.
Okay, here it is. I got it. Now, folks, the first thing I picked up on this was the colors, okay? Just look at the colors. What colors are those, Alpha?
Those would be the colors of the United States Army.
Right. Black and gold, baby.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I am so sorry. Here's what they wanted to do. We got so tied up, and I figured you wouldn't mind too much because we're trying to win. And I got interviewed.
Let's just stop right there. Look at that. Black and gold. And we are in the time right now. And I believe Dan Scavino came out and said we have a darkened Trump, correct, on one of his posts. And I mean, look, to me, these are comms. And I don't want to say too much here on FluffTube, but I want my audience to know where we're at, what time it is right now. And Alpha, do you agree with me? Do you see this? And for those that know, see this and go, oh, wait a minute. Okay, it's go time.
You know, the first thing when you brought that to my attention, man, I said, I don't think I've ever seen this man wear a black suit with a gold tie. So I started looking, you know, Trump wearing those colors, and I can't find it, man. And here's the thing. We know Trump's brilliant. We know that they do comms in very subtle ways. You know, this is probably not so subtle, but subtle for those of us that are, you know, paying attention, right? And I can't find anything where he's wearing a black suit. It's one, it's hard to find him even wearing a black suit.
Right. I've like that's like for such a time as now, as we're coming into the final sprint, like if this was a race right now, it's the last 100 yards and they're sprinting. And it's like, here he is. And people just don't pick this stuff up, dude. You know, you got to pay attention to these comms, but I'm picking it up. You're picking it up. This is, to me, this is plain as day, obvious. Let me just show the folks real quick. I'm going to play a little bit more here for a second.
By actually a great guy. I didn't know him too well, but I got to know him because it was the longest interview I've ever done in my life. Joe Rogan, a good guy. And it's, you know, it's quite something. And we had some other things really important. And I said, you know, we're going to get this stuff done. And my people came to me, sir, we could cancel our evening event. I'm sure the people wouldn't mind. I said, are you crazy? I'm not canceling. There's no way. I'm not canceling. There's no way. We never even. So I apologize, but you know, it's all about winning. We got to win. And we did some things today that will help us win. I think we did a lot of taping, a lot of this, a lot of that, a lot of everything. And we're way up. I'm not supposed to say that, but we're way up.
All right, so that's what he's saying, right? He's saying we're way up. But if you, and I just want to show one time to the people, the colors he was wearing, here you go, folks. Bing. There you go. What does that mean to you? I'm sorry. I just, this is so obvious. It's like you've got to be kind of to not get it, right?
You know, so there's only one time. One other time that I was able to find where he's worn the black suit with that exact same tie, as a matter of fact. And it was when he gave a testimony, or I'm sorry, not a testimony, when he gave a soundbite after the criminal court for the Mar-a-Lago raid. So on May 21st, 2024, he wore the black suit with that tie as he was talking about exposing the FBI. Wow. So there's something
wow.
to be
there's
said here,
there, man.
Yeah, with the exposure. So people need to pay attention. Like that was a pivotal moment we're all watching. And there's only two things I can come up with, man. It's the United States Army because those are the colors, or you know, what do we call black gold? Is oil.
Right now, but I think you're looking way into it. Look, I think
Well,
it's
so the only reason I say
simple.
that, the only reason
Go
I
ahead.
say that, you know, is because we just had the BRICS summit a few days ago, right?
Yeah.
And Saudi Arabia didn't get on board just yet.
Wow,
They
that's true. So there
bought
could be a double
time.
meaning here, but I think the first and I think the big meaning is Army, United States Army. And you also notice what he said there. He says, we're up in the polls, we're leading, we're winning big. I shouldn't be saying that. But here, if you go to ABC News and all the mainstream media stuff, they're going to pull the bullshit they've been always been pulling, right? Saying Harris regains slight lead nationally. And we all know what's going on. We all know exactly what's going on. But, and I got to be very vague on fluff, but Vice President Kamala Harris has regained a slight lead among likely voters nationally in the latest ABC polls. I mean, this is what they're doing to American people now. That is why the reason I'm bringing this up is because get ready, folks. It's coming again, and that's I'm going to be as vague as possible. And I think you're right there with me, Alpha, when I say that they're gonna really try to pull their shenanigans again, right? And it's gonna probably lead to, I'm guessing, the next day, no results, or they might have some confusion. Maybe a halt, maybe there'll be a pause. You know, Juanito says that quite often. And then maybe, I don't know, things start happening. Okay, like what really happens? Well, that what you just saw with Mr. T, and I dance around all of this stuff, folks, is to me a very shocking and big calm. And this right here is darkened Trump. Okay, so Dan Scavino also put this out on, and I'm going to go right here. Just stay with me, folks. Just give me a second. I'm going to make sense, and I should be making sense already, but
I think the most important part here too is the fact that Dan Scavino put it out with
right.
saying 10 days, bro.
Yeah. So Dan Scavino's post of a darkened Trump with 10 days. Okay, so I don't want to go into too much of this. We'll go on the back channel and talk about this, Alpha. But everyone can put this together for themselves. 10 days, a darkened Trump. Just put that together in your own minds, folks. Don't put it in the comments. You know, try to be cool on my channel. But Dan Scavino's post of a darkened Trump with a quote, 10 days leads us to, you know what? And that was a very, to me, a massive shot across the bow on what we're getting ready to step into here. And I've had a lot of conversations with people and folks. One more thing I'm going to bring up here before we jump into the next topic, but there's a lot of targets in America, what I'm hearing. I don't know if you're hearing the same stuff. Alpha, but I'm not saying it's going to happen. It is or it isn't going to happen, but there's a nice picture of what I've heard could be a possible one. You know, folks, just putting it out there for you to just be keep your eyes and ears open, and that's all I'm going to do. Other than that, all right, Alpha. That's it.
Well,
It's I
I'll
just
see,
wanted to
you
get that
know.
out there for my audience. They know what I'm picking. They're picking up what I'm putting down, I promise.
They are. And I'm definitely paying attention to that last point you're making because I'm a San Francisco 49er fan, man. And so when I started hearing that in the back channels, that caught my attention, you know.
You know, check this out. I was in San Francisco not too long ago. I was just like, it was so sad to see what that city's turned into. You know, I tried to go. I was with my buddy Steve, and I was like, "Hey, man, let's, you know, we went up there just to go like fishing and go, you know, dick around and just do whatever." And we were there, and and this was probably less than a year ago, and we're walking around. I'm like, "Oh no, we were walking around. Look, it smells like crap. Like 1 minute it smells like seafood, the next minute you're like, blah, sewage." It's like I was like, "Wow, very confusing." But that night I was like, "You know, I want to go check out the Fisherman's Wharf because I want to go." See where I fought. That's where I fought in 2004, and then after that we flew to Cancun, and it was like such a magical time in my career and everything. You know, I was undefeated and all this stuff. And I remember, and we put the ship Fisherman's Wharf on the GPS, and we looked at it. It said permanently closed. I was like, "What?"
What?
Yeah, and so we went down there anyway, and dude, it was just people crapping on the streets, homeless people fighting, like
No
complete skid
way,
row. That
bro.
whole area, bro, that whole area just cornered off, like condemned, like just garbage, like trash, everything, people shooting up. I mean, it was terrible. And I was like,
Bro,
damn, man.
I was just in Fisherman's Wharf 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago.
Did you go at night?
Because we're, I know
Did you
it's
go
probably
at
even,
night?
no, actually, because it's what we're already going into 2025. That was probably closer to like 3.5 years ago.
I was there about a year ago. Now, someone could chime in here and maybe tell me different, but that's what I saw. And I'll tell you, and what was so weird about it, bro, was like there was one nice restaurant in the area, and I saw this like people that were on this couple that was on a date, and this is what I saw. They walk out, and you could tell they're on like a first date, second date, and they're holding hands, and the girl's looking around, and as they're looking around, like walking out of the restaurant, dressed real nice, there's a dude taking a dump right in front of them on the street, and they're acting like nothing's happening. They're just looking around like this is normal everyday stuff. And I'm looking at this in the car, and I go to my buddy Steve. I go, "Look, Steve, check this out. They're acting like that's not even happening, bro. That dude's taking a shit right in front of them, like on the fucking cement right there in front of them." And they're just looking around like, you know, like, oh, well, it's the weather's so nice, you know. I'm
That's
like,
heartbreaking, bro. Especially this time of year. That's when they start getting ready to put the big Christmas. Cause Forrest, that's where Forrest Gump's restaurant used to be. That's heartbreaking, man.
dude, that's what I saw. So I mean, and so I just thought to myself, man, that's just crazy. But we walked on the on San Francisco Bridge. The next day I goes, let's go walk on it, let's go do a jog or whatever. So we went on the bridge, and I remember I was walking the Golden Gate Bridge, and I was looking around, and I was telling them about all the self-deleting that happens on that bridge, you know, people jumping off, and like, and I was just staring off the gate bridge, and I was thinking to myself, man, why do I have a weird feeling that this monument, this beautiful bridge, this Golden Age Bridge may not be here forever? I just had that weird feeling, dude. Like I got sick, and I told Steve, I'm like, dude, do you feel that? He goes, yeah, it's a kind of a weird feeling. And I could be over paranoid, sure, I
No, it's
could
not
be.
being overly paranoid. You know, if you study the history of that area, like right at the west end, yeah, the west end of that bridge, there's an old fortress. It's a tourist place now, but and up in the on the east side of the bay right there, there was cannon launcher. Like that has a very strong strategic importance. You know, that's why it was always protected. You know, if something was to happen to that waterway, the impact to the ports and all that stuff, like
Yeah,
it's
it
a
would cripple
legitimate
America.
concern. Yeah, it
I don't
would.
even think like the it would compare to 9/11. I mean, 9/11 would compare to that. Like, just think about all the porting, all the shipping, everything would just be crippled. It would just be done. And that's a major access way for traffic for what connects to Oakland, right? So
No,
boom, dude, that's gone. I
not that
mean,
one. The other one does.
okay, so which one is it? Where does that connect to? Bay,
That
Mount,
one,
whatever.
it's the other side of the bay. I'm trying to think of the area. Is that San Mateo on that other side?
Someone put it in there. Someone put it in. Audience members, someone help me out here. But I'm just saying, dude, all I'm speaking about is the feeling I had. It was overwhelming. I was like, oh man. And I'm not, you know, it's I just felt it. It was just something I felt. And I've been talking to Juan lately, and Juan is he's concerned about that area. So, and there's a lot of people putting stuff, a lot of ex-posts coming out talking about that bridge recently. So I just wanted to touch on it a little bit and talk about that. And I think right now where we're at and what I just saw with Mr. T wearing black and gold, he's not a Steelers fan. You know, I think something, I think there's something to that. And for those of us who are paying attention, that's big. I think it's big, man. I don't know about you. I think it's big.
It's absolutely big. And he made it a point because he didn't just do the suit and the tie. He busted out the hat with the same colors. So
Yeah.
he wants us to see, look what I'm showing you.
Yeah, a
You know?
flag. You know, and you know how important that is with Juan. Juan talks about this all the time, like Melania's dresses and things like that. They're flags. They're to show people SOS or whatever it is, or help is coming or whatever. That's what that was to me. I saw that and I'm like, ooh, it's go time.
I definitely think it means it's go time. I think there's two messages there. I don't think they're completely separate either. I think it's the Army colors. So I think there's an absolute calm there. And I'm telling you, is on that BRICS thing, Saudi Arabia bought us time. You know, because if Saudi Arabia would have jumped on to BRICS full course with the value of, you know, what the petrodollars and all that is to us and all, like you're talking. So I think there's two multiple comms, and I think they go together. And don't be surprised if we see something pop off in that region, because
Well,
there's
it
a
just
lot of.
happened. I mean, I had Bo Pony on, and then bing, the next day, I was like, damn, Bo, for all the misses he gets those, he sinks those 3-pointers, man, and people get all crazy.
You
And
know
I'm
what?
like,
I don't think they're misses, though.
no, I don't mean it like that. I'm not
No,
insulting. I love Bo. I love Bo. I love Bo. I'm gonna say it right here on record. I love Bo Pony. I'm just saying, like, when he sinks them, he sinks them. You know what I mean? And like, people are like, yeah, they're like, yeah, you know, so.
No, that's what I'm saying. So when we see how brilliant he is at some of these things, and then some people want to be overly critical, well, you said this, what about this?
Yeah.
It's because I think we talk information warfare, man,
Yeah.
psychological warfare, right?
Yeah.
So if we're getting comms or these back channel conversations, they're not giving it to us, so we just keep it to ourselves while we're on the pot being like, well, that's interesting. They're giving it to us
Yeah.
so we have a conversation about it. Because
Right.
when we have a conversation about it, the audience hears it, the audience shares it. You disrupt the plan when that happens. So a lot of times it's not that they're misses. I think of more as preventions.
I agree with
This was
you.
going to
I agree with
happen.
you. Right.
But since we put it out there,
Yes,
now they
it
know.
like it's almost goes against their spell casting or something. Because folks, that's another thing. That's real as it gets right there. Have you? There was also another. Well, actually, Juan sent this to me, and I'm going to send it to myself right now in my email and pull it up for everybody to see in just a moment. But he sent me a text this morning talking about. Yeah, here it is. Here it is. Talking about the witches that are putting out public posts. Have you seen this?
No, I don't think
Yeah. I mean, this is just getting crazier and crazier by the moment. I don't even know.
there's so much crazy stuff that goes up. Some of us is like, I'll come back. Dude, I got so many bookmarks of stuff that I told myself I'm gonna get to that. But
Yeah,
then all this stuff keeps happening, man. So it's
I'm gonna show this just real quick if I can find it. But yeah, I mean, this stuff is just—it's like we're living in a movie, dude. I can't even believe half the crap that we're witnessing here. It's like I can't believe this is reality. And I'm sure my audience feels the same exact way. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I'm very curious, very curious. Well, here's the thing. It's not even curiosity anymore. In just a few days, we're going to hit one of the first markers when we get to
Right,
that
right.
important day.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know, when we get to that important day, we're going to know right there which way this domino is toppling.
Are you talking about Halloween
Well,
or day before Halloween?
no, I'm talking about, so we have that, you know, November 5th is an important day for
Right,
us.
obviously that. Obviously that.
My camera's trying to go ahead and correct itself. Let me take that setting off real quick. That was crazy. I thought the witches, the
The
class got
witches
me.
hurt us.
They got me. But no, I'm talking about that November 5th date. Is on that day, we're gonna know which direction things are headed.
Here it is. Yeah, we'll definitely know. Some other witches have mentioned that doing spells directly against Mr. T are not as effective as we might hope, as he seems to have some kind of protection around him. Yeah. A freezer spell against Project, you know what that is, with their complete gaslighting and projecting on that one would likely be useful, but I wouldn't give the Cheeto any more attention right now. He hates to be ignored, right? LOL. A lot of people are taking the opportunity to do protection and uplifting kinds of spells to help Kamala and the Democrats. Rather than attacking the other side, an awesome spell that can be repeated many times is the Blue Wave spell by Michael M. Hughes. And he goes into that. Please feel free to share. I mean, there's people actively right now. Isn't this crazy to read? Like, they're actively doing this with this guy. Like, they're out there putting spells, witchcraft on Mr. T, the whole movement, the whole thing. And I wanted to bring this up because people really need to understand what's this is a spiritual war. 100% spiritual war. And it says here, witches posting about casting spells on Mr. T right here. He seems to have some kind of protection around him. Now, I just wanted to show this, all this stuff today, because we're obviously, we need to be, have our armor of God as we go into this. And I want my audience to know what the other side is doing. And if they're doing it at levels like this, what do you think they're going to be doing at the bigger, bigger levels? And that's why I showed Golden Gate Bridge. And that's why I showed Trump wearing the dark colors, because we just don't know. And I think I'm just trying to bring out the obvious to people to show that they mean business. Both sides are going all in right now.
And it's one of those things where it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. They believe it. And that's, you know, people got to remember that. You just had a few days ago at Harris's rally. Dude shouted out, JC is the man, right? In different words.
Yeah.
What did she come out and say?
You're at the wrong rally.
At the wrong rally. So they're not hiding it no more, man. Like, this is absolutely spiritual warfare, which is kind of the conversation that I wanted to have too, Nino, because, you know, is our religions and our faith being weaponized against us? And, you know, people get uncomfortable with this one, bro. You know, it's, let me start off just so everybody understands at the very front of this. I believe in the dude up there, right? And I believe the dude up there sent the guy down here to do the thing that he did for us.
You can say that on YouTube. You believe in Jesus Christ.
All right. I just don't know.
And if it gets to the point where I can't talk about Jesus Christ anymore, I will happily get off this channel. That's one thing I will not stop talking about is Jesus Christ. So,
right on, bro.
You could talk about
and
that.
And I respect
bro.
That. Just,
yeah, that's your channel. That's the one thing that I like.
I'm just trying to be careful because I know how hard you work to make sure
it's okay. It's okay. Jesus Christ is full go on my channel.
Man, it is important. We don't just want to talk to our people. We want to reach others. But yeah, I believe Jesus Christ came down here and made the ultimate sacrifice for us. Now, that said, because I want to make sure people understand that, if I come out, Nino, and I tell people, hey, they manipulated the science books, everybody's like, hell yeah, they did. The history books, hell yeah, they did. Everything, everybody's like, hell yeah. But if I come out and say, and then the Bible, they're like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time out, Alpha. That's blasphemy. And I'm like, okay, let's just, from a logical perspective here, let's just put our emotions in our pocket for a second. If you believe man has the ability to manipulate all these other books, then why do we have hesitation when it comes to this one? And I put it out there not to make people challenge what they believe, because like I said, I believe in Jesus, 100%. Whatever name you want, if you want to call God Yahweh and Yeshua, whatever name you want to give, I believe in JC. Now, I also, you know, here's my caveat to my own, you know, concern, is I also believe that the Bible is the only book that's ever, I've researched and looked and looked and looked. It's the only book I've ever seen that's been called the living word. The only book. So I believe intentions are important. Just like we talk about manifestation and like what these witches and stuff are doing, I think the intention is important. So if you pray or have a conversation with the boss upstairs and say, hey, whatever I got going on in my life and I'm looking for direction, and you open up the good book, to me, it doesn't matter what man did to manipulate that text. If there's a message, you're going to receive that message. You know, they can try to calcify this thing all they want. You know, the Almighty is the Almighty. You never win that battle against him. But I say it for people to understand this. Yuri Bezmenov, and for those that don't know, he was a Russian KGB chief of spies. He defected. He came to the United States. And in 1984, of all years, this man goes and he does some interviews, but this one took a lot of popularity. And he talks about how they knew they could never take down the great America through military or all this other stuff, that the only way to take down this great country was through ideological subversion. And he said the way that takes place is four phases. And the first phase, and he says it's about 15 to 20 years, he calls it demoralization. And demoralization is where it's like the influences of our beliefs, our attitudes, our culture, our perception of culture. It's all those things. And then he talks about destabilization. And destabilization was like our relationships with foreign countries, our economy. You know, who are we putting tariffs on? Who are we not? Where are we selling troops or sending troops? Where are we not selling them? Probably true too. That's you know, he calls destabilization phase two. And then phase three, which is the shortest one out of all of them, he called it the crisis. And he says the crisis could be as little as 6 weeks. And remember, this is 40 years ago, right, that this conversation takes place. And that could be anything from social, political, economical, military, or a combination of all. And then the last phase was the normalization phase. So he explains how you use this to kind of weaken America. But
which we're seeing right now in real time.
100%. 100%, Nino, we're seeing that right now. And that phase three becomes a real concern because are we getting ready to broach that door, you know? But when I was researching all this, I was like, I'm very curious, what was his take on religion and faith? You know, so I started researching it and come to find out the dude talked about that too. And he explained how, and I do have a solution for this at the end. So I don't want people to think that I'm just blackpilling. Like Yuri Bezmenov actually gave the antidote to this thing. But what he talked about religion and faith was, and I wrote the word because I didn't want to forget it because it's that important. And of course, I can't find my notes on it, but he was talking about secularization, if I said that correctly, and how once you could create the doubt in faith and religion, or ultimately God or Jesus, then you could move into the destabilization of faith and religion. So these things mirrored each other. And you know what he talked about was the destabilization process of the different churches? Loss of confidence. Mm. And he says what they would do is there would be an exposure of religious leaders. And you have it in Catholicism. We know what they've been accused of. Yeah. In other religions. Like
it's every happening religion, simultaneously to every religion.
To every religion. Every single one of them. So what's happening, and that was, I'm telling you, this made me take a step back, you know, because I know how I kind of been combating things on the information sect of, you know, these platforms. And I was like, all right, I need to keep doing that, but I need to be conscious of that I'm not, you know, accelerating this destabilization process, you know, in the process.
Right.
And so once that happens, he says, once, and he talks about it. He actually, there's a video people can watch, and he puts on a chalkboard, right? That's how long ago this was. On the chalkboard, he writes 2 times 2 equals 4. And he says, that's truth. That's fact. He goes, I've never seen a man that'll stand in front of it and be like, I will, you know, self-delete for
debate
this.
Debate you on this. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. Like they're not going to, he goes, but if I write this word and he writes G-O-D, he goes, man, we'll get in front of that, you know, to their last.
Right, right.
So he was emphasizing the importance of this. And so why I find it so important for this conversation is because if we see in real time right now that the church, religion, our faith is being weaponized against us, then we have to be mentally prepared for it and know the answer. As a matter of fact, so real quick, and if I'm going long, you know, like shut me
okay,
down.
Okay, no, go ahead.
So General Flynn and Boone came out with 3 books. Now,
you Fifth know, Generation Warfare, right?
Fifth Generation Warfare was the first book. And if you guys go back and look at the release of the book when it came out, and we're all talking to him at this time, the conversations around psychological warfare and all that was in our community. We were having that. But on a national or global conversation, it wasn't so pronounced. Shortly after the release of his book, you saw like everybody was talking about psy wars and information war, et cetera, et cetera. Well, then they came out with the second book, which was AI. And at that time, we were having conversations about AI, but it was known, but the commercial availability wasn't there yet. And then, you know, a few months after the release of that book, ChatGPT,
yeah,
you know, like this massive amount of all of a sudden. So it's just like, so, you know, my job as a detective was pattern recognition, right? So I start seeing, they make a book a few months later, all of a sudden we see this surfacing. They make another book a few months later, we see this surfacing. Well, then they come out with a third book. And the third book's called what? The Role of the Church.
Interesting.
And now we start seeing conflicts in different regions of the world where, you know, religion and faith is very, you know, strong, and we see it into our country. So when I saw this, Nino, I started thinking, okay, like they're giving us the
There,
playbook to be prepared.
what I see happening is a quickening of the agenda. Okay, so obviously we know that religion was a form of control, right? And I think we are obviously in battle with principalities and entities, and not of this world. It's a spiritual warfare. Now, could there be extraterrestrials involved and things like that? Sure, I don't know. I don't know, right? But I watch enough trail cam stuff to know that there's shit out there that I just none of us know about, right? We just can't figure it out. I don't know, mermaids. I don't know, dude. There's just a lot of shit. I don't
Hey,
know. I'm just saying, I don't know.
our people,
Skinwalkers, the
Nino.
whole thing. I just know this is spiritual. Whatever that is that I can't figure out on these trail camps, it's spiritual. I know
Nino,
that much.
you're not
What?
going to give our people the shout out for the one that's important to our culture?
What?
The
Oh,
chupacabra.
yeah, the chupacabras. Yeah,
Come
Mexico. Yeah. Anyway, dude, all I know is that I think there's a laggard souls. I think this is a spiritual war. They want bodies. We are containers of soul for spirit of God, and there is a war going on for that, okay, for whatever that is. Now, I think religion was contrived and created to pit us against each other, all right, to pit us against each other with these massive belief structures and rules and guidelines, behave or this or do that and do that. Jesus Christ came to me, and who was he against? He was against the priests and Pharisees. He came out and he drove a line in the sand, and he put a sword out there. And to me, Jesus Christ taught love, and everything else that comes with it since then is about control. Like, let's say, even, I'm fading away from the Catholic Church. I'm just kind of I'm going to get baptized again. I'm doing this all on my own. I feel like spirituality is a personal thing with my creator and God and Jesus Christ, right? But I feel now that technology is so advanced, they don't need religion anymore. So they're going to use that and all the structures for us to fight against each other. And the main religion that they want is AI. That's the God. And so they're going to have all of us. So what they're doing right now is starting fires everywhere: Israel, Iran, Ukraine, Russia. I mean, they're starting as many fires as they can, starting this huge holy war, right? Everywhere. Iran, the Muslims, bringing them to America, open borders, the whole thing, so they can get the desired conflict and kill two birds with one stone. And what is that? Destroy all religion. And if you look at Albert Pike, who's talked about this many, many times, or he's wrote a letter to, I think it was to Mussini or Mussini, or I can't remember the guy's name, but the besides the point, the truth of the matter is, this all fits into the agenda, which is all religions ultimately destroy themselves. They bring up the technology, the AI, that's going to become the God, and then we all serve AI. We all this new age. As at the same time, they're blazing forward with the new age religion, the new age stuff. You're seeing all these new age prophets coming out left and right everywhere, talking about aliens, this, aliens, that. I think it all feeds into the agenda itself. And I have to be very vague to say it here on YouTube, but I think all of this is happening right on time, and that's what they want. They want this new age type of religion with AI, with aliens and all that, so that people take their mind and eyes away from God, and we just say, well, this is what we are now. We're being con we're we we we're gonna adopt the AI system. Aliens are our brethren. They are here to help us, or whatever it is. You get what I'm saying? And it's all
Absolutely.
starting right now. And as this is rising, the New Age movement, other religions are fighting with each other: Muslims, Christians, everything. Everyone's fighting. So they're burning themselves down as this new age movement rises with beast system. Did I make any sense at all here?
100%, because when you were naming those countries, here's how that applies to what you're saying. What are the five major religions? Christianity,
Muslim,
Hinduism,
Hinduism, Muslim,
Judaism, Buddhism, and Islam,
right, and Islam, and Muslim.
the five major ones, right? And if you look at all the regions of the world where those religions have a high, volume of people, there's conflicts. We're just going to say that's a
And
coincidence.
the best part about it, the best part about it, the one beacon of freedom, the one beacon of liberty, America has open borders right now, where if everyone coming in, as those conflicts are stirring up all over the world, we're bringing them all in here for the final battle. Think
And
about it.
so here's where things get interesting for me, man. Because you know me, I'm always trying to game play and strategize and get a you know get ahead of where these people want to go. Is what is like what as much as we hate it, what controls us right now, not just nationally, but globally, our governments, right? And so what have we seen, especially over the last 7 years, this mass exposure of governments? People are starting to be like, hey, man, not like, nah, you guys are violating our constitutions. You're violating our charters, you know, wherever part, like all globally. I mean, you see the chaos happening in other countries. So, what happens if all of a sudden the global population or plant population, I don't want to offend anybody, right? But just what happens if the Earth's population starts saying, nah, man, we're stripping our power away from, you know, the big G, the governments, right? Well, one, they know that. They got to have a contingency for that. It's not like, well, you know, Alpha's so smart, figure this out. Like, no, they got people way more evil and definitely smart. You have to have something that would fill that vacuum of control. Enter the religious institutions. Because if you go back to the, you know, many, you know, centuries ago, it was religions that were running the world. Not necessarily governments. You had some governments, but there
That
was a lot.
was their means of control. That's what I'm saying. But now
Yes.
they're at the point now with technology that they don't need it anymore. So
Well, here's
let
where
the
they're going to use.
religions destroy themselves. Let them fight it out. And guess what? The agenda, they also kill two birds with one stone. They also take care of Depop, which I don't
Yes.
want to get into that. So that's also one of the birds they kill. I'm telling you, this is all, it's all well thought out and contrived.
Well, and here's how they, because I was thinking, we all talk about, you know, Project Bluebeam, right? You know, and I know people have different names for the operation, but the general understanding is the technology that can create, you know, either holograms or some type of facade of what is it there to be. So imagine if all of a sudden we hypothetically had these large global conflicts of all these different religions, which we're on the brink of right now. And then all of a sudden they weaponize Project Bluebeam to start showing, you know, the revelations of different things that are in our scriptures from all the different Bibles. Well, at this point, a lot of people are just like, we can't fool us no more. Like, we're going to be able to tell holograms. We're going to be able to tell this. So then all of a sudden it gets exposed. And so we're like, yeah, we won. We proved it. And what if they turn that very win around to say, you guys are right. You know, man has. You know, corrupted or fabricated these Bibles and these scriptures for all these different religions. Yeah, these Bibles were fake. That coming, you see, we faked it. It was never real to begin with. You would destroy the motivation of a global population, bro. Because if you make people start doubting,
That's why I say though, Alpha, it's so important to have God in your heart because you can't
yes,
destroy that.
can't destroy
You
that.
can destroy any religion institution. I don't care about that. Yeah, I don't have to go to a brick and mortar building to be close to God. It's right here in my heart. I feel it. I feel God all day.
And that is the only safety measure you have. People that have had near-death experiences, you can tell them anything in the world. They know what they experienced. They know that was real. And that's how everybody needs to be in their faith. That doesn't matter what happens, they know that is real. Because what you just said is the way they're going to solve that problem. Because remember, they create the problem, they already have a solution for,
Right.
is hey, everybody, don't worry. We still have a way to maintain governance and social values is we could still have religion. We have this one for you, this AI
Yeah.
transhumanism religion that's perfect for everybody. It's a one world religion. Like that is to me is one of the like
After, so it's
easiest
order out of
way for people.
chaos.
Yes.
It's the equation, order out of chaos. So basically, what you're just saying, plain and simple, order out of chaos. I mean, that's. They will bring that to fruition through the destruction of us looking for we'll be begging for a solution. We'll be so lost. They'll be like, oh, here you go. We got the answer right here. Same thing happened in, well, we all know what happened in 20, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's a microcosm of what's to come. I really feel that igniting all these wars and having this religion against that religion and that religion against this religion and bringing them all through into America. They're getting ready to play this friggin' alien card. And I think that it's going to be something that, and a lot of people just turn their head or roll their eyes, but we are living in strange times, man. And it's only going to get wackier and wonkier. I think, I really do feel like with everything we talked about in the beginning of this podcast with Mr. T and the black and gold, I think we are going to pull the reins back into America. I think we're going to pull them back. I think it's going to be a very liberating time. It's going to be an unbelievable time for America. It's going to be hard for the first, these next couple months, maybe three, six, I don't know. But I know after that, we're going to forge ahead. But evil is not going to just go away. They're not going to just, oh, you guys won, good game, high five. That's not how this plays out, man. We're in it now. This is it. Well, this is not going to get any, we're not going to baseball. We're not going back to baseball and apple pie. That America, that's done. We are now charting, we are in uncharted waters, pioneering a new trail for America. And we don't know. This is all new, bro. The technology, everything that's happening right now, who can predict anything? I mean, things are changing, ever changing every moment.
The most powerful thing we can do right now, aside from building on our faith, is learning to unlearn. Like, that's the most powerful
program, right?
Deprogram, man, is that, yeah. That's our weapon, man. And here's the solution to what I'm talking about. And I just had this kind of epiphany like within the last few weeks, bro. And I'm glad I want to share this with you, because you said something right now that I've been saying for the last couple years too, is I was just like, you know what? You know, I was raised Catholic, or the way my mom said, you're Roman Catholic, right?
Yeah, I suppose, bro.
And then, you know, I went to Christian churches with my friends. So I always had that like Catholic, you know, Christianity right. foundation. But with all this and me learning and being awake, is sometimes we also have to be careful, because I felt myself saying that, you know what? I'm moving away from the Catholic Church, and this is about my relationship with my God. And that's important. Everybody needs to have it. However, I think we need to at least rethink the idea of moving away from the church, because here's where I'm going with it. We understand our government, right? Well, I know there's a lot of people that are saying, see, we don't even need government. You know, just forget it. I'm telling you guys right now, we absolutely need government.
Yeah, dude.
It's a small version of it, but I spent 2/3 of my life fighting the evil that's out there. And what I'm telling you guys is the only reason we won all those battles is because the vast majority of evil that exists knows that good will hunt it down. So it stays in the shadows. If that type of evil knows that there's no type of governance, stand by for what would be unleashed on this planet. Like,
right.
It's
scary. They hide in the shadows to be, they have to work through deceit and manipulation.
That's how they survive. So we have to have some form of government. I absolutely believe it has to be small government. It has to go back to the three fundamentals of what the federal government was supposed to do for us anyways. But the whole nother conversation. But what I'm saying is, it's we, the people, have to realize it's that consent. That's how we get governed, right? We need to take control of our government. Well, that's kind of where I'm at right now is, okay, so I don't need to abandon my church. None of us need to abandon our churches. What we need to do is we need to take back control of our churches. We need to remove the entities that got in and infiltrated and made it start going secular and all that. We need to get rid of that and make all these different religious institutions be what they were supposed to be in the beginning. And maybe in the course of that, we find out all these other branches were something bad and it comes back. I'm not saying I know the answer. All I'm saying is, if I know I shouldn't abandon government, I should take control of it, then maybe I shouldn't abandon my church, but me and the people, the congregation, should find a way to get back control of our church.
You know what I'm doing? I'm just keeping it simple. You know, there was a world champion fighter, Johnny Tapia. I mean, Vida Loca Tapia. I don't know if you remember watching him fight back in the day. He was a friend of mine. I know his family real well. I know the Tapias real well. And Johnny used to tell me, keep it simple, stupid. And you know what? Maybe that's what we do. During this time, it's just focus on the word, pray, keep Jesus in your heart, and be in nature. That's what I'm doing. I'm just keeping it simple, man. I'm all about going to church and praising God with other people and gatherings, but it seems like every church now has an agenda, and I don't And they talk more about tithing than anything. Like when I go to church, the first 20 minutes is about how you should give to the church. I'm like, wow, this is a very well-run business. And everyone there is trying to outdress each other, wear a suit and tie and act like they've done good that, or, you know, it's just, it's more of a, I'm better than you snobbish feel. I don't want to be around. And I often think to myself, I'm just, as of right now, I'm going to get baptized and be a lot more in nature, be a lot more in the word, and do what feels good for me. And then when I want to venture out and start meeting people and doing things like that, I'll do that. But as of right now, this is a very personal time for me. And I'm seeing what's becoming of the churches. And just like in 2020, I was down the, I've said this story many times. I was driving down the street and there was a church that I've gone to many times that were come in and get your free this. You know, come get your free this. And they're flying all those pretty colored flags out in front, which I was like, okay, wow, complete captured operations now. So that's why
Bro.
I chose to be personal about it, keep it more personalized, and just not go to any of these camps.
Well, something my mom told me when I was growing up is she goes, your faith should always be in God. Because if your faith's in the church and your faith's in man, that's always going to let you down.
Yeah,
God won't.
100%.
And it needs to be. I mean, how many churches would Jesus not even be allowed in today?
Most of them.
I mean that tells you the issue
Yeah,
right there.
you know, have you ever seen, let me just put it this way. I went to Catholic school. I went to St. Patrick's Catholic School here in El Paso, and I remember there was a homeless guy.
That makes so much sense now, bro.
What?
Why you're throwing the asshole.
You know, right? Well, look, there was always this homeless guy that sat in the back row, and he was dirty, and I don't even know if he had shoes or whatever, but he always sat in the church, man. He was there every day in the mornings, just sitting there, just in the quietness of the church. And now I understand why the parents would get upset with it, because they're like, hey, this is a school also, and we don't want homeless people around our kids, you know. I mean, I understand it, but when they kicked him out of the church, when they told him to leave, I was like, oh man, like that's not what this is about. I don't know what the answer is. I understand parents don't want a homeless guy around their children. You never know. But I knew that kicking him out of the only place he felt safe probably was the wrong thing to do. And I don't know. I go to a
Here's
lot of these churches, bro. They would never let a guy in their doors like that. They wouldn't. And that's how Jesus would look, in my opinion. Jesus will walk in there, probably haven't showered or, you know, for weeks or months at a time, grimy, looks like a, you know, natty hair, whatever, dude. I'm just saying that's what he would look like in my mind if he, you know, I don't know.
well,
But that really bugged me, man. Ever since, I was like, wow, this is what this church is about. Bothered me.
Well, one, it's important because look at how many years that moment stayed with you. Because I had a moment like that in church too, and I want to say I was probably like around 10 or 11. I was around that age, and in front of the church there was a baby that started crying, right? And you could tell that the mom was trying to calm the baby down, and baby was crying, and finally the lady gets up because she can't stop the baby from crying. She's gonna leave. And the priest, the father says, he goes, hey, where are you going? And she's like, the baby's, he's like, tells her in Spanish, but he's down there, sit down. He goes, if this baby crying bothers people that are here, then you don't even know why you're supposed to be here to begin with.
Right.
We should be celebrating that. And man, I just remember it stuck with me. And the part that sticks with me more is, you wouldn't see that no more. Now you would see the priest being like, hey, you're disrupting. Hey, go to the cry room,
Yeah.
this. And
The
it's just
cry room. Oh my gosh, bro.
crazy, right?
Dude, there's a church here. I'm not going to say who it is, but it's a mega church in El Paso. And they have a room for children. So the parents can go in, and then they have a little daycare for their kids with video games and shit like that. And when I saw that, I was like, you gotta be kidding me, man. You are sick,
That's a
sick
business.
people, man. It's a business. So in other words, you want to, your kid doesn't, you know, don't bring your kid to church. Put him in the game room. Let him play. Let him play video games. Yeah, that's what this is all about. Yeah, that's what. So, but that's what it is, what it that is what it's all about these days, isn't it?
Yet it's a business, bro. Because I
I
don't
wish I
know.
could say the church. I wish I could say the church here.
People are smart, bro. They'll figure it out. They'll
Yeah.
figure it out. Someone in the chat's gonna drop it
Yeah,
right
there's
now.
two locations here, but one on the east and west side, and I gotta tell you, I've seen the pastor even, and he looks at me and he just turns his head real fast. I stare out and I stare into his soul, and he just walks away from me. I mean, dude, this is just that's what this is. It's big business, you
It
know.
is, man, because it's supposed to be a
They
family.
even have parking, like golden parking passes, where if you give 5,000, you get this parking pass. If you give 10,000, you get this upscale parking pass. I mean, platinum level, gold level. I mean, dude, I've heard some shit that I cannot believe.
So here's, trust me, I know I probably pissed somebody off in the chat. Somebody's mad at Alpha right now,
Oh,
bro.
whatever.
But here's the thing. You can't argue the point I'm trying to make. How is it? And like I said, every religious institution has its issues. I speak on Catholicism because I'm Catholic. How is it that my Pope can wear, and I forget the proper term for his hat, but how is it that he can wear a hat that's valued over $250,000? But we have homeless and hungry Catholics.
Yeah.
We have Catholics that are sick. How is that? That it brings me back to, man, there's a
Because
reason Jesus was
Satan
infiltrated the church.
infiltrates everything,
He
every
did.
institution, the government, religions, everything.
And if you believe the scriptures, it says in the scriptures, Jesus was flipping tables, man. And there's a lot of people that want to sit at the very tables that Jesus would be flipping today.
What about those videos? Have you seen those videos where the Pope is like bowing down and kissing their feet?
Yes. Yes.
Like Rockefellers or like Rothschilds, like he'll just bow down and start kissing their feet. Like, man, and you're supposed to be the man of God. You're supposed to be the only person you answer to is God, and you're bending down, bowing down, kissing their feet, other
You're the
human
most,
beings.
we're told that you're the most holy of holies on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is who you're showing, idolship to. You're showing worship to. You're supposed to be the example. So we win. So I'll bring my final thought to this with regards to is our faith being weaponized. I started this part of the conversation with Yuri Bezmenov. And two things that he said that I found very important was one, he says God wins. And that's important to me that people hear that. The second thing is the solution. And this is, and I wrote this down because this is important and I don't want to misspeak, but this is, I mean, it's a summary, but nonetheless, it's a summary of Yuri Bezmenov's defense against this subversion, both politically and within our faith. He says, Bezmenov urged the importance of reinvigorating traditional values, promoting critical thinking, what you do on all your shows, and strengthening family and educational institutions. That simple. He saw these as the essentials for fostering patriotism and awareness and creating a society resilient to any foreign ideological manipulation. Like you said, bro, KISS. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
And like I said, that's a very simple solution. I mean, it encompasses a lot, but if we do those things,
I
that's
think it is that
how
simple,
we can
man.
win, man.
Have you noticed, I don't know about you, but if you've been to Mexico to the colonias and like the poorest of poor people, man, and they're so happy. I remember before one of my fights, the promoter took me into the colonias and they really wanted to meet me and another fighter. There's Christian Mujeres. What was his last name? Mujeres or My head is ah. What was his last name? He was a great fighter too. We went to the house of these people that just had in their house. It was just a one bedroom house, cement floors, no rug, nothing. It had one bed. It had plastic chairs and a plastic table, like patio furniture that someone probably threw away in a dumpster. And that was their dining room set. And I remember how happy they were to have us there. They welcomed us. They had limited food. They gave us a plastic cup with orange Fanta soda, and then they gave with one ice cube in it. They were chipping away at an ice block, and they would put the ice in our cup. And to them, they must have spent, a whopping $20 on the meal, man. And to them, that was a lot of money. And they were so happy to have us there. And I was sitting there just thinking to myself, The curtains were different colors. You know, they had curtains to keep out the sun. They didn't have an air conditioner. It was hot as balls in there. We were sweating. And I remember thinking to myself, man, these people have it so bad, but they're smiling ear to ear. And I noticed they all had God, man. They were praying before the dinner. They prayed after the dinner. I remember the chicken leg I got was like an anorexic chicken. It was like
Sure.
a, it was a one. I couldn't ask for seconds, man. But I mean, I was just like, oh, I took literally two bites, nink, nink, and that chicken was done. And it was an anorexic chicken. It had like I had a one scoop of frijoles and one scoop of res, and then it was that was it. And it was just like no queso, nothing, dude. It was just beans, rice, a scoop of beans, a scoop of rice, and an anorexic chicken leg. And I remember looking, and I remember thinking to myself, but they're happy. They were happy, dude. And it was such a simple life. And I'll never forget that. And some of the most miserable people I know are rich or upper middle class. And
It's
there's a lot to say for this, you know. I'm going to play this real quick for you and for my audience, just to elaborate on the point I was trying to make of the Pope kissing these people. Watch this. Just watch this. Nobody should do this to anybody, in my opinion, but, you know, other people might believe something different. First of all, I don't think any man should ever do this to another man. But to see the Pope do this, who's supposed to give his only homage to God, I'm sorry, I don't even want to watch any more of this because it makes me sick. So, you know, that's how I view it. But
It's disturbing to see, man. To add to the point you were saying right now, Nino, when I was a young cop working the beat, you start going all the burglaries, right? And I lived in a city that had all three classes. I'll even say four classes. Like there's poor, bro, and then there's poor, you know. And then you had, you know, like the middle class, and then we had some really like uppity areas. And I saw what you're talking about here in the States, bro. You know, I worked in Cathedral City for those that are curious, and that's in Southern California. And I remember I started to, you know, pattern recognition. I'm like, man, I'm going into like these very, very poor and some of the like the barrio areas where it's like that, man, where it's a milk crate, an old TV, and you know, those old big wheels that they use for like cables, they have that thing turned over on its side, and that's like the dining room table, right? And fold out chairs. Like there's not a lot. And I'd be there and, you know, taking the burglary report because, you know, the kids, you know, Nintendo or whatever got taken away. And that was heartbreaking because there was only one or two TVs in the house. And so I know for them to buy that kid a gaming system and the TV, like that's something that took a long time to save up to buy. And so I'd get there, the dad wouldn't be home yet. So I'd be taking the report from the wife, and you know, like not a lot of stuff is still documented. And then the husband would get home in some of the situations, and you know what I saw when he got home, bro? He went and he's like, "You okay? You okay?" Like he checked on the wife, he checked on the kids. You know, she's crying. Hey, it's gonna be okay. There was like so much love, bro, so much love.
That's
And then I would go. And I'd see, you know, the other end of the spectrum, like the super uppy areas, you know, multiple cars in the driveway, a boat on the side of the house, like, you know, all this, the American dream, right? And, you know, the husband would get home or sometimes the wife would get home, depends who was there. And it was instant blame. Did you not turn off the alarm? What was this? Or was this? And I told you weren't. And there was this anger. And you know, and the kid, well, what about my game and this and this and this? Well, we'll buy it. Like there was no like consoling, like the love was absent,
No
bro.
home. It wasn't a home. Like, I've been to these places, they're homes, dude. These houses are homes. And I know people, I'm not gonna name names, but I know people that have mansions that are like, and you walk in and it's just void of love, void of everything that makes a home. Like, to the point where I don't even feel comfortable staying there. It's a 10,000 square foot home, 15,000 square foot home, and you walk around and it just feels empty. There's no love in it. You know, I have friends that marry these young girls, and And it's just like there's nothing there. It's just for looks, and then I'll go to a home where there's love in the house, and that to me, I want to stay there. I want to eat dinner there. The other place, when I was void myself and lacking a personal relationship with God or whatever, and I was into the drinking and all that, yeah, I wanted to be in the mansion, the big house, to pick up on chicks or to party, to drink, to do whatever. But then when I started getting better and clean, I guess you could say cleaner in the spirit or whatever, I don't want to be around that no more. I wanted to be in the home. I wanted to see people that have families. That's what I was attracted to. Not attracted to the other stuff anymore. So my life changed a lot since I quit drinking, especially. I don't know.
Well,
I just.
it's important, man. And that is, for the people that are living the American dream, I hope that resonates with you. So if your house feels like a house and not a home, then be the change. Make
But
it a home.
also this, if you notice, the people that have a lot of money, they always want more. There's always more. There's always another obstacle to get over. They always want more money, more money, more money.
Because
And it,
you can't buy a real home.
right.
What you're
It's
describing,
family, dude. It's
you can buy a
family.
house, you can buy all these other things, but a home and love, you can't buy it.
No,
Nothing you can
that's
do.
what makes a man rich, is family. Alpha, thank you for joining me, man. This has been epic, epic, man. Great conversation with you. I love having you on, man.
Likewise, man. We're gonna see where we're at in a couple of days, bro.
Yeah. Buckle up, folks. What do you think the Darkened Trump was about? Darkened Trump emerges gold and black. Black and gold. This is crazy. I'm telling you what I see. I'm just telling you what I see. Good conversation here, Alpha. Let's do it again. Where do
Likewise.
people find you?
Easy. This guy's alphawarrior.tv. Or if you want to get in the trenches of the information warfare, follow me on X at X, Alpha Warrior X.
Got it. All right, Alpha. Take it easy, man. Folks, subscribe, hit the like button, and sh later, Alpha.